Hi, and a very good Thursday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Hope everybody enjoyed their fourth. Certainly the weather was cooperative for most of us yesterday. We did have a couple of rather nasty storms that made their way down the Champlain Valley over into the Green Mountains yesterday afternoon, but most of us did manage to stay dry. It was interesting how the forecast just kind of improved day by day. As we headed into the 4th of July, things were looking good, and they, as I said, for the most part for us, stayed very nice as well with great fireworks displays all across our area here last night. So as we head into the day today, well, if you remember Tuesday, that's what today is going to be like, and that we have a front that's continuing to drop its way down. In the wake of that front comes a little bit drier air. We're not talking about huge drops in our dew point temperatures, but certainly we'll have a little bit of a break from the humidity today as drier air comes in. In the wake of that front, we'll have a little bit of a breeze out of the northwest. In fact, it'll be gusty at times, especially as you head up into elevations and along area lakes. If you're going to be out on the lakes today, just keep your eyes on that as well, as the water will be a bit choppy, not only from the wind also, but from the boat traffic, because I'm sure a lot of people will be taking advantage of the gorgeous weather out there today. So that's basically what we're going to have. The front drops through, drier air filters in behind it, albeit temporarily a nice little reprieve from the humidity today, as temperatures will range anywhere from the low 80s to the upper 80s all across the WAMC listening area. So we'll call it about 80 degrees on the nose across the Adirondacks to mid and upper 80s as you head farther down the Hudson Valley and over into the Litchfield Hills of Connecticut. Getting into the night tonight, a little bit more comfortable, although we're not going to have basically any wind. The breeze will come down after sunset tonight, and tonight's wind will be virtually non-existent, so that won't give too much of an opportunity to dry the house out much or to cool it off much, but overnight lows will be down into the low to mid-60s as we head into the overnight hours here tonight. Tomorrow, that's when we're right back into the furnace as the heat and the humidity, which usually for us is a package deal, that also will follow suit tomorrow. We'll get into temperatures into the 90s with the humidity to match. Before I get into that, I forgot to mention this to you guys. We had, over the last 7 days, the average high temperature in Albany has been 88.6 degrees. That's over 7 degrees above average. And as we head through the next couple of days, we're only going to tack on to that as we head into the day here tomorrow. I'll continue that forecast. Temperatures are back into the 90s. With the high humidity levels too, especially through the afternoon. So kind of the opposite of today, where today in the afternoon the humidity comes down, tomorrow in the afternoon the humidity comes up. As a warm front marches its way across the Great Lakes and the upper Midwest, that will open the door for us to get into, tap into some of those higher dew points. So temperatures tomorrow will range anywhere from the upper 80s to the low to mid 90s across the area. And overnight lows tomorrow night into early Saturday will stay in the 60s and low 70s. So you know that means that the humidity is back. Heading into the day on Saturday, a steamy start to the day. Another frontal boundary will come through. That will touch off some showers and thunderstorms. Now, the way things are shaking out right now, it looks as though they're going to be more stable across the Adirondacks and the Greens. There'll be more in the way of cloud cover there. But mainly from the Capital District, the Berkshires, the Catskills, and points to the south from there Saturday afternoon, we'll have the opportunity for some severe thunderstorms as a cold front looks to come through at just the right time, if you will, coming into a much more humid air mass and touching off some showers and thunderstorms again as we head into our Saturday afternoon. Saturday's highs, by the way, into the low 90s. But behind that front, some real relief shows up and looks to hang out for at least a few days. Heading into the day on Sunday, lower humidity, still nice and warm, mid-80s with lots of sun. And then into early next week, the work week, low to mid-80s also for high temperatures with plenty of sunshine but much lower levels of humidity as our overnight lows get back down into the 50s for both Monday night and Tuesday night of next week. So the heat stays with us for now. We'll catch a break courtesy of a front and some storms on Saturday, and then things much better into early next week. Hope you guys have a great afternoon, and I will update your forecast as we head into the midday report. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.